Mrs. Cross, I hope I haven't insulted you.
No, no.
Let me take a shot at it.
I personally fixed a special breakfast for you, sausage and eggs Dusseldorf, and you hardly touched a bite.
Miss Cross, believe me, it's not the cooking.
Mr. Cook.
It's these darn state elections. Every campaign function I attend, I have to eat the same meal. Dry chicken, wrinkled peas, crusty mashed potatoes.
Cold gravy with a skin on it.
I had six yesterday.
Well, at least, Governor, you won't have to eat that meal on the 22nd.
I know, Benson, because on the 22nd, I'll be here to see Katie and her school play.
Just so you'll recognize her, she'll be the cute blonde with blue eyes.
Not so high. Right, that's what I meant.
You've been missing quite a lot lately, sir. Katie's teacher called yesterday. Katie's been misbehaving and talking in class.
Well, I'll tell her you talked to me about her talking, and I'll talk to her about it.
She misses you when you travel so much. And I think she's messing up in school because she needs your attention. That's why it's important for you to be at that play.
I'll be there. Thank you, Benson.
Here you are. I've been looking all over for you.
Well, that wasn't necessary. I was right here.
Well, you shouldn't be. At 10 o'clock, you're addressing the Rotary Club, and by noon, you have to be in Mountain Lake with the Oddfellows.
Better take your swim trunks. Taylor, make sure the 22nd is clear.
Yes, Benson, I know Katie's play. I don't want to hear another word about it. Now, the governor has absolutely no commitments on the 22nd.
What about my play?
I was just telling Benson, honey, I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Oh, good. By the way, they want the parents to help out with the scenery the next few nights.
Oh, well, Katie,
I know, but I figured it was worth a shot.
Katie, I just can't. But Benson, would you mind filling in for me?
Well, as long as you can't be there.
But it's supposed to be parents.
Well, maybe we could fool them.
It's just that I'm a little busy right now.
You see, Katie, your father has to campaign for the state elections. Now, you're a little young, but I'll try to explain it to you. You see,
if he can swing a plurality of at least four of the undecided counties, he will preserve the majority in the state assembly.
Anything else you want to know?
Governor, you really must be going.
Governor, look what just came for you in the mail.
My seat catalog?
No, sir. It's from the president.
Of the United States? I got a letter from the president. I wonder what he wants.
I think he wants you to open it.
I never got a letter from the president before.
I did. It said, greetings.
Certainly is beautiful paper.
We used to make this bond at the paper mill. 30 cents a sheet, I'll bet. There's no profit in this paper, really, but my father always felt...
Sir, when the... what does it say?
He's inviting me to a governor's conference at the White House.
Hey.
Katie, isn't that wonderful?
When is it?
Your father is going to meet a great leader, respected and admired by at least 17% of the country.
Sir, that's quite an honor.
What's the date?
The 24th.
Oh, well, in that case, you can go.
Sir, that is wonderful news, but the president is 2 weeks away, and we really have to hurry. Do you realize that you have an impatient bunch of elks waiting?
You better watch where you step.
And you better get to school.
Daddy, you be home before bedtime. I want to show you my costume.
Your last speech is in Carsonville at 6. The plane leaves at 8. You should make it easily.
Oh, good. Yes, I'll be there, honey. You can count on it.
Great.
I'll have them bring the car around.
You know, Governor, while you're in the White House, you should give it a good once over. I mean, you never know. This president was a one-term governor that nobody ever heard of.
It's true, Taylor.
I wonder, what are your chances of becoming president of the United States?
About the same as me becoming king of Sweden.
Turn around.
You look beautiful.
Miss Cross, I'm supposed to be a mean old witch. I want to look ugly.
Liebchen, I can only do so much with a costume. To look ugly, you have to feel ugly.
Feel ugly?
Yeah. Think of something rotten. More rotten. Disgusting. You're not mad enough. You need to concentrate on bad things. Things that upset you. Think of the people around you, always doing stupid things, getting in your way, interfering with your work, upsetting you in the kitchen with their stupid questions, always under your feet. You want to stamp them out.
Hit them. Miss Cross.
Yes? I didn't notice.
Boy, I can't wait for my daddy to see me like this.
Yeah, but you need more practice. Now, can you laugh? No, like a witch. You try it. No, meaner.
Daddy!
Quick, we'll surprise him. You hide in the bathroom. He comes in, you jump out.
Okay.
Come in.
Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie. Is that all you can say? Weren't you even scared?
Well, I was...
Benson. Not funny, Benson.
I thought you were Daddy.
Daddy. Yes, about Daddy.
He's not coming tonight. I knew it.
Well, it's not his fault, Katie. He got fogged in a town called Carsonville, about 100 miles from here.
He promised to see my costume tonight. I don't vote, so I guess he didn't care.
Didn't care, Katie? Didn't care? Of course your father cared. He tried everything he could to get here. It was a driving rainstorm. Your father's car got stuck in a mudslide. He crawled out of the car and ran to the bridge. The bridge had been swept away by a raging river. He grabbed a vine and swung across to the other side. And there was a chemical plant near that river, so your father really risked his life. He flagged down a truck which drove him straight to the airport. Your father made it, Katie. He made it!
And how come he isn't here?
Why? Because the planes were grounded. And your father yelled, "I'll fly the plane myself. There's only one thing that'll keep me from my daughter."
The governor doesn't know how to fly a plane.
That's the thing. Oh, come on, Katie. These things happen.
They always happen. I'm sorry. It's just that we were going to read him a scene from a play.
I'm here. I'd like to hear it.
It's not the same.
Okay. You don't want me to hear it? I can use the time to rebuild my thumb, which I smashed fixing the sets.
Okay, Benson. We'll do it.
I don't know that we can equal your performance, but we can try.
I play the Wicked Witch.
Oh, you must be a great actress.
And I play the Good Fairy.
You must be even better.
You thought you could release the prince from my spell, but you failed. I'm much too powerful.
Oh, please, please, Miss Witch. The prince has done you no harm. I know beneath that ugly, misshapen body, there beats a heart of pure kindness.
Wrong. Once the prince finds he'll spend the rest of his life as a toad, he'll come crawling to me. And if he doesn't, he will disappear and never return again.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you.
Did you really think I was good?
Yes.
Thanks, Benson.
Katie, time for you to get ready for bed.
Don't forget to brush your fangs.
Benson, now that the child is gone, what did you think of my performance? Look who I'm asking. You know nothing of the theater, the arts. I come from a theatrical family. I was born in a trunk.
Pity they opened it. Okay, Miss Krause, you stand here and follow the play. Just tell me when you need lights or snow or whatever it is.
No, Benson, that is what you do. I will operate the controls.
Miss Krause, the guy who usually does this couldn't make it, so they asked me.
My father was in the theater. I could do this blindfolded.
This is very complicated machinery.
Nothing is too complicated for a German.
How about surrender?
Never.
Okay. All right, we're ready. And bird singing. Oh, good. Miss Krause, I don't hear birds. Bye, nice working with you. Miss Krause, I still don't hear birds.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Okay, forget the birds. Here comes the snow fairy. Get ready for the snow.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Now. Ah! I think you better try it with the blindfold.
Sorry. My mistake.
No kidding.
Can you help us?
It's all right, kids. We'll catch up with you. If it's not too much trouble, we'd like the snow.
I'm trying.
Thank you. Snow. That's the white stuff. You didn't happen to see any snow up there, did you? Okay, forget the snow. It's too late. Turn on the sunrise.
Hanson, I am doing the best I can.
That's what's so tragic. Could you turn off the sunrise?
Yeah.
Hello, sunrise.
Benson, what are you doing? You're ruining everything.
I'm getting a lot of help from Krause.
Katie, aren't you supposed to be out there?
Yes.
Well, what are you doing here?
Oh, just hanging around. Benson, can I get back?
Okay, Krause. Can you send Katie back? Okay, Krause, don't send Katie back. I repeat, do not send Katie back. Instead, I want you to kill the sunrise. It's sort of a code.
Look, I've got some bad news. I just got a call from the White House. The president regrets the inconvenience, but the date's been changed from the 24th to the 22nd.
But Setzen Night is a play.
I know. What are we going to do?
Oh, I don't know. But I'll be knocking on the governor's door at sunrise.
Sunrise!
Benson, I think there's a tree on my head.
Miss Krause, could we have some light, please?
There are the birds! It won't be long now!
That's right. Reserve the same suite for Governor Gatling, but instead of the 24th, make it for the 22nd. Thanks. Bye.
What are you doing?
I made a reservation just in case he decides to go to Washington.
But don't worry about it. He's not going.
Well, of course he's not going. And a reservation doesn't mean his mind's made up. So what does it hurt to change it since he's definitely not going to be there on the 24th, and I can always cancel the 22nd. It was all Taylor's idea.
Would you run that past me again?
Forget it.
Where is he?
Oh, he should be here any minute.
Not him, you.
You want to see me?
You got that right.
Mossy, make an appointment for Benson to see me.
You can't send him to Washington on the 22nd.
Of course I can. I can only recommend that he go.
I recommend that he go to Katie's play.
Well, excuse me, Benson, but it's not your job to recommend. We're talking about the responsibilities of a governor.
What about the responsibilities of a father?
Aren't you overreacting just a little? My father missed all of my school plays.
And look what happened to you.
It is a matter of priorities, Benson, and the governor will just have to miss the snow fairy.
He will? Is that true?
Is what true?
What Taylor said about Daddy missing the snow fairy.
Snow fairy? Oh, you thought I said the snow fairy. No, I said the slow fairy.
What?
The slow fairy. You see, your father has a speaking engagement across the river, and we don't want him to be late, so it's very important for him to miss the slow fairy.
And how's he gonna get there?
On the fast ferry?
Oh, good.
And he's on his way now, so why don't we get you into your costume and surprise him?
Good idea.
Practice your cackle. Taylor, it'll break her heart if her father misses that play.
I am very sorry, Benson, but it is my job to recommend that he break her heart and his job to do it.
Hi, fellas.
Oh, Governor, you're back.
Why, am I supposed to be someplace else?
No, sir, you should be here, especially on the 22nd. Oh,
Benson, aren't you supposed to be doing something?
Right, and I'm about to do it.
He is going to the White House.
He can't.
He can.
He shouldn't.
He is, and it is not your place to tell him what to do.
And it's not your place to tell me my place.
Gentlemen, I'm completely in the dark.
I know, but let's deal with one problem at a time. Sir, I'm not going to tell you how to raise your daughter. That's your job, not mine. But I'm sure you would want to be aware of how much she needs you to be there.
I realize that, but you have to fulfill your public commitments. You have a responsibility to the people.
What about his responsibility to his daughter?
I don't need to be reminded of my responsibilities. I'm fully aware of them, and I've made up my mind on this without the benefit of your opinion or yours. Taylor, I realize what's at stake here, and Benson, I know the price I'm paying. I'm going to Washington.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know, but I wish he'd give his speeches that way.
Oh, Benson, I see you're up. I'm up myself.
I see.
Is there any more of that cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, where is it? Tell you the truth, Benson, I couldn't sleep.
Tell you the truth, sir, I'm not surprised. I couldn't sleep either. Governor, the only reason I said what I said this afternoon is because Katie is a part of this job that I didn't bargain for. I didn't come here to be a nanny for an 8-year-old orphan. Just the same, I can't help caring about her.
Benson?
There's a lot that I don't mind doing for Katie, but one thing I can't do is be her father.
You've made that point, but the thing we've got to do now is just get through the next 4 years the best way we can, and I'll make it up to her somehow.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's some things you can't make up. You can't put her on hold, Governor. She's not going to stay 8 just because you're busy.
I know that.
You know that, and you're going to go to Washington anyway?
Yes.
No, sir, I think you're making a mistake.
Wouldn't be the first one, would it? Benson, I know you're thinking about Katie, and I appreciate that, but don't tell me what to do. I won't take it from Taylor, and I won't take it from you. I swore to serve all the people of this state, not just my family and friends. That's why I have to go to the White House. We have serious problems in this state, and so far the federal government hasn't helped us. If that's the only point I make, this trip's worthwhile.
I see your point, but I'm not sure Katie will.
Oh, that's a problem. What would you do if you were me?
Well, you just told me not to tell you what to do.
And I meant it. But now I'm asking you to tell me what to do.
Well, if I were you, sir, I'd talk to her. Tell her what the problem is. Hope she'll understand.
Come in. Morning, Daddy.
Good morning, honey. My, you look nice.
Thank you.
I wanted to catch you before you went to school. I have something to say. It's about your school play.
You're gonna love it, Daddy.
I am reminded of a story. About George Washington, who once had to make a choice between attending a ceremony decorating one of his generals and celebrating Martha's birthday. You see what I'm driving at.
That was President Grant.
Oh, did he have a wife named Martha?
Julia.
Oh. Katie, I'm afraid I have some bad news.
You're not coming to the play, are you?
Honey, my meeting with the president has been moved up to the same day as your play. You were depending on me to be there, I know. There are a lot of people depending on me right now.
Sure, Daddy. I understand.
Honey, you know I'd be there if I could.
I know, Daddy.
It's the president.
I understand.
Do you really?
No. But I love you anyway.
I love you too, honey.
Well, it was in bad taste anyway. From a not-too-secret admirer.
Daddy, they're beautiful. I wish you could have been here.
He does too, sugar.
Katie, you have a phone call.
Hello? Speaking. Oh, hi. Oh, that's okay. But it's all right, really. I guess it went okay. Everybody clapped. Okay, it's been nice talking to you, too. But it's all right, honest. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Who was that?
The president.
Really?
I'm not sure it really was the president, because he kept apologizing. He was sorry he had to bring Daddy to Washington. He was sorry Daddy had to miss the play. He kept apologizing for everything.
Then that must have been him.
So Dr. Judy Henderson, floating down the dark river of the Mato Grosso on her raft, narrowly missing the crocodiles and the piranhas, delivered the serum safely to the thousands of stricken villagers. The end. That's a good book. Oh, hi, Benson.
Hello, I didn't know you were here.
Oh, I'm just reading Katie a story.
Oh, I wanted to finish that one for her.
I just did.
How'd it come out?
Dr. Judy had the serum, but her raft was... No, wait. I think the problem was...
It's okay, I'll ask her tomorrow.
Oh, Benson, I just closed the window.
Oh, Katie likes to sleep with it open.
No, she likes it closed.
I open it for her every night.
I ought to know her. She's my daughter.
I ought to know. I put her to bed when you're not here.
She sleeps with it closed.
She sleeps with it open.
Hey, guys, leave it half open and let me get some sleep, okay?
Benson is videotaped before a studio audience.